Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies. Get over. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. We've been suspicious for some time that gun haters were pulling fake gun incidents in order to push public sentiment away from support for the Second Amendment. Here is a story that suggests our suspicions are pretty near the target. Police in Philadelphia are looking for a man accused of firing shots around the Strawberry Mansion bar when a fight broke out and he reached for his gun. This guy was working for an anti-gun organization, and after he shot and injured three people in the bar, he fled in a van belonging to that organization. Oh, well. America Last Joe, in the midst of a baby formula shortage, sends pallets of formula to the border for illegals crossing and thinks this makes him a good person? Let's talk about why it doesn't. Election integrity, the single most important issue in America today. What's going on with 2,000 Mules? Why is Dinesh having trouble getting this documentary promoted on conservative outlets? That's surprising. The conspiracy to exploit, or perhaps I should say sexploit, our children. Sacrifice of infants to Moloch and sex trafficking, two examples. Vax update. Fauci is flinching. Accused of advocating policies against early and effective therapeutics such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and feeling the mounting pressure for him to answer for the hundreds of thousands of lives lost as a consequence of his policies. Well, he wants to turn it around and blame the unvaxxed. Yeah, he blames hundreds of thousands of deaths on those who refuse to take his dangerous vaccinations. And he's beginning to openly advocate for the use of force to compel Americans to take the jab. This man is not our friend. He is not the friend of liberty. He's not the friend of medicine or science. He's the friend only of, well, whatever weird agenda he's promoting. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
America Last Joe. In the midst of a baby formula shortage, Joe sends pallets of formula to the border for illegals crossing, and he thinks this makes him a good person. The Bible instructs our conscience on such matters. 1 Timothy 5:8 tells us that our first priority is to provide for those of our own house. And this is emphasized. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Biden is in violation of this biblical principle. He's a man that is worse than an infidel. Yeah. Galatians 6 verse 10, the second principle that instructs our conscience in these matters is, quote, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Of course, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are in our household, or in the case of our current application, our nation, our people, right? Americans, who share in common our laws and nationality and so on. America first is a biblical position. And James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world, James 1:27. And as for the stranger, those in our country who are not of our country, we are to show them respect and minister to their needs, even if they are our enemies. We're to feed them. But we do not elevate their interests above the interests of our own families or our nation. The old maxim is a biblical one. Charity begins at home. Nothing can be more obviously odious than some person using his or her authority to take bread, in this case formula, from our own and give it to strangers? Election integrity. That's what all of this is coming from, my friend. So let the steal begin, right? Already the Dems are sending out their mules. Ballot running is big business, you know. $10 per ballot stuff. Who knows, with inflation, Zuckerberg, Soros, Gates, these guys? Well, they might have to increase their pay. Now, friend, the American election system has become the world's most unfunny joke. You know, Dinesh released his documentary 2,000 mules, and it's slowly gaining momentum against all sorts of resistance from both the so-called left and the so-called right. I was deeply disappointed when I heard that Tucker and Newsmax have blocked mention of 2,000 mules. So let's take a closer look at this, shall we? What is the backstory to the Tucker-Dinesh skirmish, or kerfuffle? I've looked over Dinesh's revelation of the exchange that took place between him and Tucker's people over why the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show refused to mention Dinesh's 2,000 Mules documentary. I have that right here. Get my notes and follow the link to the story. Here's the gist. In early February, Tucker invited True the Vote founder Catherine Engelbrecht for an interview. She was told not to mention Dinesh's movie, and that shocked me, and I wondered why. I thought, maybe Tucker has some policy that requires companies to pay for promotional plugs. Well, it's actually more complicated than that. So, I want to thank Dinesh for laying out the entire exchange between him and Tucker's people. I think it offers important clarification. The essential points in this fight, in this argument, are these. One, Catherine Engelbrecht, founder of True the Vote, got slammed hard by MSM, and sometime back, Tucker wanted to give her some encouragement, so he scheduled this interview with her. Meanwhile, she and Dinesh had scoured something like, a million minutes of video to produce this documentary exposing election fraud, and Catherine agreed it would be a good thing to promote the movie during her interview with Tucker. It was all set up with one of Tucker's producers, a guy named Alex, who, according to Dinesh, was informed his production company, Salem Media, that is Dinesh's production company, Salem Media, did not want the 90-second video edited, and all was good to go. During preparation for the interview, actually on the day of, Alex contacted Dinesh and asked him to cut the video to 45, or if they could cut the video to 45 seconds. After some discussion, it turned out they would cut out mention of the production company, Salem Media, and of Dinesh. And apparently this made Dinesh suspicious they were attempting to steal his content and present it on the Tucker Carlson Show as their own. Dinesh reminded Alex of the original terms of use, and he wanted to stay with the original agreement. Apparently, Alex felt he was being bullied. Well, I suppose if Dinesh expressed his suspicion, Alex might have taken it as an accusation, but my guess is, perhaps added to that, Alex is not accustomed to anyone pushing back like this against the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show, right? It's a big deal. So I think in most circumstances, this would be it. And it would explain why Tucker's team did not air the trailer or mention the movie in the interview. It would look like this. Dinesh had a deal. The terms were altered. He was offended because it appeared Tucker's team was trying to present the material in the trailer as their own story content. Meanwhile, Tucker's producer, Alex, no doubt, is offended Dinesh would make such an accusation. And so both sides go to their respective corners sucking their thumbs. I'm sorry, but friends, been around long enough to tell you, situations like this actually do get that ridiculous. I'm not saying this is that way. It's just, it just looks that way. I mean, I can think of 100, well, maybe at least 3 or 4 reasons the production team might have felt the need to edit the video. And, assuming the movie would have been mentioned, and perhaps Dinesh as well, Tucker might even have plugged it himself. Well, it's understandable that would be the part of the video that would have been edited. You see what I'm trying to say? So on Dinesh's side, Salem Media does not want the video edited. Okay, so sorry, no can do. But what's with the accusation that Tucker was trying to steal his content? If Dinesh has some experience with Tucker's team that justifies that suspicion, well, that would be another thing. So anyway, noses are out of joint all around, and the deal died. All was done, right? Wrong. Justin Wells, who represents himself as the executive producer and VP of Everything Tucker, he weighs in on all of this. Apparently, Alex informed Justin of what happened, and it's clear to me that Justin went hot on Dinesh. His language reveals he was angry and insulted, and sadly, he was hostile and totally indignant that Dinesh would dare to imagine he was going to direct how much time the Tucker Show gave to his trailer. It's just a matter of you use it or you die. I need to get to other things, but this was really important to me on a personal level. So again, thank you, Dinesh, for revealing what happened behind the scenes. My takeaway is that, people can get peevish when disappointed bitterly and petty when personally insulted. I get it. Dinesh had to be jazzed his trailer was going to get airtime on Tucker Carlson tonight. Wow. Not hard to understand that his feelings would get hurt when the deal he thought he had was being reneged on. When feelings are hurt, it's easy for suspicions to form and accusations sometimes to fly. Even softly insinuated, they can be taken very hard on the other side or the receiving end. The whole stupid thing wobbles badly and then swerves off the road. I have it all right here. You can read it for yourself if you get my notes and follow the link. Look it over. Decide for yourself, of course. But there is no question that Dinesh is getting dissed. A common experience for any that gets serious about election fraud exposure. He tweeted, quote, Fox hosts and pundits routinely denounce the mainstream media for banning any mention of the Hunter Biden story in the weeks leading up to the election. Fox itself is now banning any mention of 2,000 mules. Both are important, legitimate stories, so what's the difference? Mike Lindell watched it twice and offered his assessment. Here, get it in my notes. Government cameras captured the video of mules delivering ballots to drop boxes. They were paid $10 per ballot. This was not ballot harvesting, which in some states is legal. These mules were delivering fake ballots prepared by democratic operators organized to produce these in mass and to distribute them by hired mules. The mules collected their ballots from centralized hubs and then delivered them to specified drop boxes. So why would Fox and Newsmax refuse to cover a story like this? Breaking. Dinesh just came in a moment ago. Dinesh reveals his discovery that, quote, several Fox hosts want to have me on to discuss the movie, but the network is blocking them, end quote. Now that explains a lot, doesn't it? So petty fights between powerful figures can be explained as the devil gets his hands into these things, you know. The devil's device is instigating internal fighting as a way to create division and derail the effort to expose this. Second, the Fox News network struggles to maintain a friendship with the Democrats while attempting to pose, at least, as a legitimate source for fair and balanced coverage of the news. Now, as for Newsmax, something similar seems to be going on. Carrie Lake is a former evening anchor for Fox 10 News in Phoenix and was number one in ratings for more than 20 years at Fox. She was asked to come on Newsmax for an interview, and she assumed it was about the Dinesh documentary, 2,000 Mules. When it became evident they were not going to ask her any questions about that, she took an opportunity to mention it when asked for reaction to the leaked SCOTUS document. Noticing the strange timing of the SCOTUS leak, she hit directly upon Pastor Cook's theory that I mentioned to you last week, that the document was leaked at that exact time in order to detract from the Dinesh documentary exposing massive election fraud and get everybody talking about that instead of election fraud. They're trying to detract from it, Lake said, because they cannot answer it otherwise. It was obviously organized at the highest level. Well, she said this on Newsmax. The host looked a little serious, I guess, as if he wasn't expecting that response. But at the same time, I don't know, he kind of seemed like he was maybe glad it got out there. Hard to read with certainty, but I got the impression that he was okay with this being said. Friend, nothing is more important to the deep state than control over our elections. It is a hill they will die on. Ever since the First Baptist, a guy named John, started preaching the kingdom of God and pointing to Jesus, declaring him to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29, which meant, by the way, the kingdom of God had come to remove Satan as prince of this world and turn all power, authority, and right to rule over to his son, Jesus Christ, and demote Satan to prince and power of the air. Ever since that First Baptist started preaching that Jesus had come into the world, the rightful heir of the kingdom of man and the dominion and his sword that go with that kingdom, Satan began an attack, attempting to hold on to the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. And Jesus said, the way he does this is by use of violence and force. He said, the violent take it by force. So the kingdom of heaven suffers violence as Satan and his minions resist the rule of Christ in the earth, read Psalm 2. That's a major difference between Satan worshipers and those who worship our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the earth. The Satan worshipers, you know, flashing their Hail Satan sign and saw the hand sign and singing their praise to the chaos God. Well, they don't believe that people should decide anything. They take the vote away from the people. And they decide elections by fiat of the liberal billionaires. You know, like Soros, who bought into the Dominion voting machines and placed secretaries of state and attorneys general and governors and election officials. And then Zuckerberg, who bought into the election systems of several key states, set up the drop boxes and helped finance the ballot manufacturer hubs and the mules to deliver the ballots. The liberal billionaires, the ones destroying this country, they use violence. They take away our liberties. They arrogate to themselves an authority over the people. They take away our personal autonomy over our own bodies. They take away, well, they forced abortion on this country through an unconstitutional ruling in our highest court by fiat. God's people must rise up, but before that, they must kneel down. They must submit to God and then resist the devil. And he will, with all his devils, flee. Christians who call Jesus Lord with their lips, but deny him in their heart, or whose heart is far from him, who say, Lord, Lord, with their mouths, but do not the things that he says, who refuse to heed the command, if any man will name the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity, have no kingdom power. And they are mocked by the devils they vainly seek to command or resist. If you don't come under Christ, don't expect him to bring this beast called government back under you. If the devils who hold our government in their power are to be brought to heel, to fall at our feet, to lay crushed under our heels, we must submit ourselves to God first. Otherwise, the evil spirits will mock at us like that devil did the sons of Sceva so long ago, and chase us too, and make us flee instead. And these devils will be given power to strip you naked and wounded, for Jesus will not be brought to shame and reproach. He will not long endure the defiling of his temple and the spoiling of his house before he takes up the whip and comes into clean house. You want truth? And you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord? Good. Well, he said that his church is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Okay, hold on for the break. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now stealing from us our liberties. Went a bit long in the first segment. I'll have to move quickly here. The SCOTUS leak, good news, bad news on Battleground Row. Senate Dems attempted to codify abortion. Democrat Joe Manchin, bless him, joined with all Senate Republicans to defeat the effort, 49-51. After public pressure rose demanding protection for our justices under attack by those who take it by force and violence, Merrick decided, oh well, okay. Senator Tom Cotton called for abortion activists illegally protesting at justices' homes to be arrested as per the law. But Democrats despise law and order these days. They flaunt their lawlessness when it suits their agenda. They have destroyed science, made it a joke that we have little respect for anymore. They have destroyed our confidence in the medical establishment, and they have destroyed our confidence in our Justice Department. They're breaking down law and order. They're destroying America. Biden called the leaked SCOTUS draft overturning Roe brutal. Totally missing the irony of his statement. Intentional slaughter of human life in the womb by scalpel, suction, or being Auschwitzed, you know, burned to death by saline solution, is not brutal. Griffin is the current token conservative on The View. She asked the critical question, When does the baby in the womb have rights independent of the mother? The panel freaked out. Whoopi thinks the question of when doesn't matter. All that matters, as far as she's concerned, is what the mother decides. She seems to assume it's a religious issue. And our token conservative on that panel argued it's a philosophical one. Well, I would say it's really a science-based answer to this issue. It's a biblically-based answer to this question. It's a common-sense answer. We know that a pregnant woman is with child. We've been saying so for millennia. And by the way, the word fetus literally means little child. White House advisor Stephen Miller told the Daily Caller, the consensus for overturning Roe and returning this issue to the democratic process is overwhelming. By a nearly 4-to-1 margin, Americans think voters and not judges should establish abortion rules in the United States, end quote. Now here's a guy pretty close to the best data on the subject, do you think? But we have the ongoing battle of the polls. What do most Americans really want when it comes to abortion? One poll says 60% want the provisions of Roe maintained. Really? Another one tells us 65% want abortion laws to be decided by voters and their elected representatives. Oh. Same poll said 55% of voters would be uncomfortable voting for a candidate who wants legalized abortion at any point in pregnancy, while 33% said this would actually make that candidate more attractive to them. So what do Americans want? Another poll exposes America's schizoid position on legalized abortion. Quote, while more than 6 in 10 registered voters continue to believe the United States Supreme Court should uphold Roe, the latest Fox News poll also finds over half favor banning abortions after 15 weeks. And quote, something not possible under Roe. Now here's a Democrat that thinks rising inflation is a good reason to kill babies in the wombs of their mothers. Katie Porter, Democrat California representative, says inflation and rising prices reinforce the importance of abortion, admitting one of the cruelest and most sick aspects of this evil business. It would kill babies for financial concerns and so on. You'd be kidding me. I wonder if the shortage of baby formula is not a shot over the pro-life bow, you know, or some other government-manipulated crisis to force-shape public opinion. WAPO, that's Washington Post fact checkers, claim it's, quote, ridiculous faux outrage, end quote, to claim Biden is sending baby formula to illegals, depriving American mothers of much-needed food for their babies. Reason? Well, the baby formula shortage is something Biden is taking seriously and trying to address. That's it. That's what passes as a fact check. This guy from WAPO calls the White House. The White House says, we're taking this seriously and attempting to address it. But law requires us to provide baby formula to the border for undocumented immigrants. Okay, Mr. Fact Checker, let's order the facts here for you. There is a baby formula shortage, undisputed. The Biden administration is sending pallets of baby formula to the border for undocumented immigrants, undisputed. Biden has said nothing about this until it was noticed and reported on and has done nothing to redirect this baby formula to American parents that need it. Oh, that's an undisputable fact. And Biden has almost single-handedly created the border crisis and the shortages that are part of this story. Fact check that, the conspiracy to exploit our children. Now here's a story about a 15-year-old girl that went missing at Dallas Mavericks game in Texas. A week later, her parents found her on nude advertisements for sex trafficking online in Oklahoma City. When the father tried to file a missing persons report with the Dallas police where the event occurred, he was told to contact the police department where he lived. When he attempted to file there, well, they told him they could do nothing because, well, it happened in Dallas. Typical government runaround. The government failed this family, so they turned to an independent Houston agency dedicated to helping families of exploited children. And increasingly, we're having to take these matters in our own hands, ask the parents who are dealing with these school boards. The Texas Counter-Trafficking Initiative in Houston used face recognition software to scour the internet and found her pictured on a sex trafficking website for sale. The Oklahoma City police were able to rescue the girl and arrested 8 people involved in this case. And here's another child sexploitation story about a Disney actress, Zara Pythian, or Fithian, a 2016 film actress in Doctor Strange. And her husband, who were both convicted on child sex charges, sexual abuse of two underage girls. And quickly, what's going on with the drive to jab us all? A British, or he might be Canadian, marathon runner who came in under 4 hours, that's pretty good time, got the AstraZeneca jab, and now, in some days, he can hardly run a block. On a good day, Adrian Walker tells us, he can walk 200 yards, and then he's completely out of breath. And on another day, he can't walk 50 yards. Meanwhile, an embalmer is pulling weird blood clots from arteries, and experts looking at these agree the spike protein generated by the vax could be creating this phenomenon. I'll show you some pictures during my live stream visit tonight. Don't miss that. Masks are coming back to Portland, Maine. My booklet exposing this mask racket is coming out soon. But be patient. It's in another major rewrite, and it's almost ready to go to press. Biden's assault on America. Biden's assault on America continues. Latest attack? The Biden administration has canceled a project proposing to drill for oil in over 1 million acres in Alaska. Probably for the same reason he and his minions believed stealing the election was absolutely essential to their agenda. Trump, fear and loathing. Only in this case, it's hatred for Alaska sending conservatives to Washington, D.C. and annoying them and making Palin their governor. Or maybe it's simpler than that. Perhaps Biden just wants to keep upward pressure on the price of fuel so he could, kill as many old people in this winter as possible, right? Well, some of his buddies there, Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, and the others, they had that idea with COVID. Oh, and at the same time, Biden is pressuring his Department of Injustice to investigate parents concerned about what the schools are doing to their children. But whistleblowers are beginning to blow the cover off this and other unconstitutional activities of the FBI leadership. Pray for the day integrity of our law enforcement is restored. Here's a story telling us about whistleblowers within the FBI revealing that Bureau is actively investigating parents who have spoken out at school board meetings and identifying them or investigating them as potential terrorists. Didn't Merrick Garland deny this? Well, looky here. He sure did. Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson caught this and sent a letter calling Merrick out on his misrepresentation. Quote, "We now have evidence that contrary to your testimony, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has labeled at least dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the FBI's Counterterrorism Division to assess and track investigations related to school boards." These Republican representatives are to be honored and praised. They are convinced this and other evidence supports concern that the Biden administration is engaged in a massive, deliberate, and intentional campaign of intimidation, quote unquote. They said it's an effort to coerce the American people into submission and subordination to their government. Now note I added their government, not the United States government, not the one that's under the Constitution, their usurped power and their deep state government. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. And now you let me know you see they are on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Call 805-314-2114. Again, that's 805-314-2114. Catch me live tonight. Go to Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California Facebook page. Like it. Select notifications. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I will see you in church, where you will find the house of God, the pillar and ground for the truth.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.